Antes de aquí hacemos unas piezas con pino de pino. Y me hicieron más así. Sono andato per Tofi che chiedas sono un mese esatto per Tofi che si è andato a chiedere di la Eber to do whatever the thing we can do. Nothing is dependent on our efforts. Not on at all our efforts, our knowledge, our efforts and our whatever abilities we have, all these are amanats. Whatever we have, it's amanat from Allah Ta'ala. And if our gaze goes onto our efforts, our abilities, then obviously we will develop usub then. Then we will become forgetful now of Allah Ta'ala. Totally we will become forgetful of Allah Ta'ala. And the focus will shift now from Allah Ta'ala onto ourselves. That whatever we are doing are our achievements. But every movement of ours, it is directed, ordered by Allah Ta'ala. It is a consequence of Allah Ta'ala's direct intervention. Every act that we do, it's a firm effect of Allah Ta'ala's things. Allah Ta'ala's intervention. They say when the focus is the thing on our on Allah Ta'ala. When the focus is on Allah Ta'ala and our own weaknesses, then inshallah Ta'ala will be on the right path and they will always be. And Nasir taken from the awliya, Nasir of the awliya, that is our food, our spiritual food, Sohbet of the awliya, Allah Ta'ala, that orders us in the Quran, say, Ya ayyuhallazeena aamanu, ittaqullaha wa koonu ma'a sadiqeen, O people of Iman, cultivate taqwa, ittaqullaha fi Allah Ta'ala, cultivate taqwa, and in a number of eyes, wherever Allah Ta'ala orders us, to cultivate taqwa, he gives a method. He explains also in that ayat a way of cultivating taqwa. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya'ayyuhal-lazeena aamanu ittaqullaha wa koonu ma'a sadiqeen, wa koonu ma'a sadiqeen. People of Iman, cultivate taqwa and how? Be in the company of the sadiqeen, the company of the awliya. The company of the awliya, that is the foremost and the best way of Islam, then of ordaining moral reformation. And where we are unable to be in the physical companionship, sahabat of the awliya, then all awliya say that you must read the nasiyat, which the awliya give. Then inshallah ta'ala you will derive that benefit also. As in that the cultivation of taqwa, that is the theme, the theme of the Quran Sharif. From the beginning to the end of the Quran, the entire Quran is replete with commands and exhortations of cultivating taqwa. And Allah Ta'ala, He gives us the ways. Nadaya, this is Ya'ayyuhal-lazeena aamanu, ittaqullaha, wa koonu qawlan sadida, yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Here in this ayat again, Allah says, cultivate taqwa. And how? He said, koonu qawlan sadida. Speak a righteous speech. Don't speak a laghu, futility. Speak what is righteous. Then Allah Ta'ala, what He will do? If you speak, use your tongue correctly, then what Allah Ta'ala do? Yuslih ma'alakum. He will make Islam. He will reform your amal. Allah Ta'ala will grant you then the tawfiq. If you are careful of your tongue, how you use your tongue, then Allah Ta'ala will grant you tawfiq. That thing to act correctly and you'll make Islam of your amal. We are filled up with the Mubakum anyway from your sins. So the cultivation of taqwa, that is of primary importance. It's not something which is optional. People believe taqwa is something which is optional. Taqwa, it is wajib. Just as wajib, just as fard, as your salat is fard, in exactly the same way is there cultivation of taqwa. In fact, there are more ayat in the Quran and more hadith narrations regarding the cultivation of taqwa than performance of salat also. So it is from the very second ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, this kitab is a hidayat for the muttaqeen, for the people who have taqwa. So taqwa is not something which is optional. Without cultivating taqwa, fear for Allah Ta'ala, it is not possible for a mu'min to gain proximity or nearness unto Allah Ta'ala. And to gain nearness unto Allah Ta'ala, that is the very objective, the maqsad of life. Allah Ta'ala sent us into this dunya. He sent us into the dunya for a specific purpose. He did not send us here for worldly perfection, to squander your life, your entire life, to gain worldly perfection, to gain perfection for something which is going to leave you, it's going to slip by, it's going to be snatched away from you, you're going to leave it behind you, and after a short while, a very short stay in this dunya, then comes the everlasting life of the akhirat. So if one engrosses himself in worldly indulgences, then obviously it could be regret when the time comes to depart, and the time for depart is very soon. Suddenly more will stare us in the face. Then at that time the thing will find that we are bankrupt now. Why we squandered now our time in this dunya, for this dunya, chasing after this phantom of this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala has said the purpose for which the maqsad, the objective for which Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, it is to perfect our akhirat, not to perfect dunya. Dunya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dunya jifa. The dunya, it is jifa, it is carrion. It is carrion. So you are allowed to take and consume carrion to the degree of need and necessity only in times of distress and duress, when you are starving and there's nothing halal available, then you are allowed to consume a little carrion just to save your life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam analogize this dunya with carrion. It is carrion. So you have to take from this dunya what is necessary for your journey. Right? The journey unto the way of akhirat. We are on a journey. The journey started from where? From Jannat. When Allah Ta'ala expelled Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam from Jannat. So the journey started from there, and we are heading back towards the same abode, to Jannat. So if we come here in this dunya and we lose ourselves as we are currently doing, we are losing ourselves. Why everyone, most of us all, we are fully consumed in this dunya. We believe that everything that we are, what we are doing and we are supposed to do is to cultivate our dunya. The deen has become a hobby, secondary. Whereas if you look at the life of the Sahaba and the life of the Awliya, who are all our exemplars and whom we have to follow, then the dunya was of little importance, and of prime importance was the deen. Yes, which is understood that the further you move from the light, the dark and the cold it becomes. So we are now in such an age, far from the age of the world, from the age of light. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he told the Sahaba, that they will come, that you are living in such an age, such a time, that if you neglect one tenth of the deen, then you will go out to Jahannam. And there will come a time when my ummah will be making amal on one tenth. Nine tenths will be discarded, neglected, and they will go to Jannah. Now there is a misconception about this hadith. Not many, most people don't understand this hadith. In the first place, the one tenth and nine tenths, this it applies to amal, not to aqaid, not to belief. Beliefs will stay constant. Whatever the beliefs were in the time of the Sahaba, the aqaid, we have to adhere to it 100%. You cannot delete even 1%. Deletion of 1% also is kufr. It expels you from the fold of Islam. It applies to the amal and the quality of the amal. That in as a time, as you move further away from the age of the world, the amal becomes weaker, the quality of the amal becomes weaker and weaker, and the many numerous acts of the sunnah are discarded. Some because of necessity, and some because of negligence, some because of misconception, misunderstanding, that these acts are not of importance. Mustahabbat, mandubat, mustahabbat are not of importance. It is a misconception. So we are living now in such times where we can say that if you look at the practical life of Muslims, then we can say we are in that state where one tenth, nine tenths has been discarded. And one tenth is, we adhere to one tenth. And who also, if you look at the lifestyle of Muslims and the way in which we are living, you will find that that one tenth of Islam, it applies to those people who are conscious of the deen and who are the buzurgs of the time. They are only practicing on one thing, not the masses. The masses have even discarded that one thing. In practical life, they have discarded even more than nine tenths of the deen. The one tenth, it is adhered to by those people who we consider our seniors and our buzurgs. If you compare the lives, and you will understand that if you have knowledge of the lives of the awliya, the sahaba, the lives of the awliya of former times, and then you compare the thing, the lives of our buzurgs of our time and the buzurgs of the former times, then you will understand now that who is making amal on one tenth. That is the amal on one tenth. Only those who are now considered to be now the pious people, the muttaqin, they are making amal on one tenth. And the rest of us, we have discarded even more than that. As far as the rest of us are concerned, another hadith applies to us. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Siyati al-Nasi Zaman, yastami'una fi masajidihim, wa yusalluna. وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ مُؤْمِنِ. See, there will come a time when the people will gather in the masajid and they will be performing salat in the masajid. وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ مُؤْمِنِ. And there won't be a single mu'min amongst them. There won't be a single mu'min amongst them. So we are heading towards that time. Every person, you see, increasingly by the day, every person is becoming his own mufti and his own mujtahid. His own mufti and his own mujtahid, and he read somewhere a hadith, get hold of a translation of a hadith book, translation of the Quran, and then he submits now the Quran and the hadith now to his personal opinion. And he acts now that he becomes now like now he get many internet muftis and internet mujtahids, all of them. So then, as we go closer and closer towards Muhammad, the more and more our lives become life of forgetfulness, total forgetfulness of the akhirah. Everything, the dunya also is viewed now through the glasses of this dunya. At least the deen is also viewed now in such a manner that we have to make the deen subservient now to our worldliness. Whereas there, it should be the other way around. The dunya should be made subservient to our akhirat, subservient to our deen. Wherever there's a conflict between our deen and the dunya, the mu'min who has healthy and sound iman, he will set aside this dunya. He will set aside the dunya and he will make amal on the deen, because he understands that this dunya, it is the arena for the conflict. Allah Ta'ala sent us into this dunya. Why? To undergo this conflict, the trial here. It's a place of trial here. Not a place of comfort is dunya. It's a place of trial. You have to struggle here. Allah Ta'ala wants us to struggle here. That's hence Allah Ta'ala created the evil nafs in us and created, of course, shaitan, to mislead us and created us with so many weaknesses and settled us with so many worldly problems. Allah Ta'ala settled us and Allah Ta'ala ordered us now in this dunya for this short while you are surrounded with all these problems. You have to struggle here. You have to struggle. And if you struggle, then you will gain Allah Ta'ala's aid. Allah Ta'ala's nusrat will always be there. Provided there is a sincere need and you make an effort, then Allah Ta'ala will draw you up. He will draw you towards Himself and He will sustain you and you will reach your destination, reach your goal, which is the akhirat. So, as I said, the method, the sunnah tariqah, from the very inception, was always the sohbat of the awliya. The sohbat of the awliya to gain that enthusiasm, the enthusiasm to continue the struggle and to gain a better understanding. Without the advices, the admonition of the awliya, we will not understand the deen correctly. For that reason, Allah Ta'ala orders in the Quran, وَكُنْ يَا يُرْدِينَ آمُنُ كُنْ مَا صَادِقِينَ. O people of Iman, join the Sadiqeen. Cultivate taqwa, how? By joining the Sadiqeen. In that ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, then our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. Who Allah's command, I refer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's for us all, but Allah Ta'ala now is addressing the ayat in the result. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا لِذِنَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتُ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. That you must keep yourself in the company of those who call unto Allah Ta'ala morning and evening, and the intention is only the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Be in their company. Be in their company, then inshallah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala opens now the eyes, the spiritual eyes, which are blinded by indulgence in the dunya. We are so much indulging in this dunya that our hearts are corroded. Everything must understand, everything has got an asar. It has an effect. That's how insignificant something may appear. But association with it, it has an effect. The more one indulges in the dunya, the more spiritual corrosion collects on the heart. So to remove that corrosion acid, the very first step was in some time, bygone time, since the inception of Islam, was always the sohbat of the awliya, which unfortunately nowadays is missing, is lacking. So that it is, must read the old stories, the waqiyat, of the awliya, and take lesson from that. So inshallah, one just read some waqiyat of the awliya, and the thing from there, whatever Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, open the seer.